This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Hour number two already. All right, let's go check in with Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Morning, Captain. What's up?
Well, nothing much. Got a little rain going on.
Yeah, a little light rain.
Yeah, I don't need nothing, to be honest with you.
We don't want any of this way. I hope, this, you know, the Hill Country, Central Texas,
yeah,
and South Texas, get it all. Take all you want. We'll let you have it.
They keep hollering drought. There ain't no drought in my part of the world, I'm telling you.
No, over, you know, east over here, no, there's not. But south and west, yes, and north.
Yes. Yep. Other than that, just going through the motions.
Yeah, a lot of us are.
Finishing up all this cleanup around here. Still got, you know, not around the house, but I still got a ton of dead trees I need to take care of.
Man, I did some of that last year, and boy, it sure bankrupt you. Man, that tree cutting's high dollar work.
Well, I'm fortunate enough that Rusty's got the equipment, so.
Yeah.
Other than hired a few youngsters to help run chainsaws, stuff like that.
Well, I had to get a crew to do mine. I couldn't do it by myself. Just too much work. And there was a couple of widow makers too. I didn't want to stick a saw in them. I'm glad they did. One of them blew up just like I thought it would.
Yep. Well, it's not a older gentleman's game. It's can't get out of the way.
But, no, we've lost a couple of steps, you know, over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But other than that, just like I said, going through the motions. Let's get back in the saddle here in a few days. So.
Well, hope the weather turns around. I mean, y'all just haven't had any decent fishing weather over there this year.
No, it's been hit and miss. I mean, offshore fishing is just, it's as good as, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anything better. But, you know, it's just.
When you can get out there.
When you can get out there, you know. So, like some of them young guns, you know, they'll go and fight it. But, you know, me and Darlene was down there a couple weeks ago, and my God. We got to go on that Saturday, but that Friday, we was at the marina having late lunch, and some of them come in. I mean, every boat that come in, everybody on the boat soaking wet.
And beat to a frazzle.
Yeah. You know, so, but that getting wet and then having to come back and run that river, cold as that river is, it's
yeah,
just
that
not,
temperature drops when you get inside and get on that river, man, like cold water.
Oh, it's it's unbelievable. If you've never been there, it's you can definitely feel it.
A different,
you
know, animal. Even that mighty Mississippi, that's just an unbelievable river.
Yeah, it is. And you know, everybody, man, this is grand and beautiful and all that. I said, yeah, but this grand and beautiful can turn really ugly real quick.
Yes.
So, but far as the inshore, I don't know anything. I mean, there, what few people are going, you know, with people close enough to come, you know, and not worry about having to make a big drive to get down there. I mean, the local New Orleans area people, they're going chasing them redfish. And like I said the other day, it's all outside sandbars and catching mullet jumping, and
right,
they're going to be there. So, well, I saw where they've been catching some big fish down around Baffin. My God, they've caught some big fish this spring.
Yeah, they have. Well, their resources really come bounce back beautifully.
Yeah, it did. And last Sunday, friends of ours told us about a restaurant in San Leon, and I told her about 10 o'clock Sunday morning. I said, let's take a Sunday drive. And we went down there and ate at this place, and it was all it was said to be.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know, it's called Gil Hoonies or something.
Oh, Gil Hoolies, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. But, man, the bay there was gorgeous. I couldn't believe how pretty that water was.
Yeah, our water's shaping up nice. That's what scares me. The water's in good shape everywhere. I'm just waiting on these spring rains, man. I hope April doesn't live up to its, you know, what we know it for, April showers. Oh, boy, I don't need any of that.
Yeah, we was real close to your house going down there. Matter of fact, we took 99.
You called me, stopped by, had a cup of coffee.
You know how it is. Hurry up and get there and hurry up and get back to the house. So.
Right. I do a lot of that these days.
Yeah. That 99's made a difference on that.
Boy, it has, man. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from your area now, isn't it?
Yeah. You better have made it straight. It'd be real cool. Man,
well,
that thing is so crooked.
It's a little wiggly. A little wiggly.
I told her, I said, the only thing I dread about going down there is all them red lights around Keymun. There wasn't no red lights till we got past Keymun. They're trying to get all that.
Yeah, they got all that open.
Too.
You know, now you can just buzz right through there, bypass it all.
Yep. So, other than that mess there at LaPorte, man, they got a mess there on that southbound side. My God, that road is horrible.
Yeah, I remember the days, you know, going to Galveston was that was a nightmare. You had the Baytown Port Tunnel to fight, you know, the traffic there. Then you'd get to Seabrook and Kima, and you had the drawbridge. I remember waiting. I wish I had all the money back for hours I spent waiting to get over that, you know, especially on weekends, you know, when the sailboats are going out and they got to raise the bridge up and just, it was a journey. Now it's nothing to
it.
It's just boom.
Nope.
Now that they're.
I couldn't believe how many sailboats are there.
Oh, it's.
It
people
is
don't
unreal.
Realize how many boats are docked in just the Seabrook and Kima, you know, the harbor there. A lot of money sitting in the water right there, buddy.
Yeah, they are. So, what's the fishing doing in your world? Catching a few?
It's good, yeah. It's all right. I mean, If you like catching a lot of slot fish, we got a ton of them now. I mean, we're bouncing back. We just need them to grow up.
Yeah.
I'm ready for, you know, go out and complain because you didn't catch a slot all day for eating fish. Everything was over 20 inches. That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right.
Get back in them days where every time you go, you catch a lot of 4 and 5 and 6 pound fish and then got a good shot at a 7 or 8 every time or several.
Right.
And just, we've had a lot of setbacks in the last 10 years up on this upper coast.
Yep, you have. You know, that's like Sabine. I don't care. I guess they put so much pressure on Sabine, it kind of slowed it down too, but.
Yeah,
they're
in that rebuilding mode like we are. You know, they got a lot of fish. They're just not a lot of big fish like, you know, we were accustomed to back in the day. Kind of like Galveston. You know, Galveston was, as far as average size school fish, I mean, it was as good as anywhere on the coast. When it was, you know, when it was right, when we had all our habitat and everything. So,
well, the habitat's the main thing, you know.
That's the whole issue. It's all
environment. That's the whole issue.
We want to point the finger at each other and blame fishermen and shrimpers and everybody else, but the real culprit, and that's environment. And that's the real culprit.
Well, them shrimpers, they're going to put a hurt on the flounders and stuff like that, but trout, that bait boat at Venice Marina, I talk to him every day. He's just a friend to me now. Has been for nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's been running that bait boat for the marina. And he goes, cuts through the wagon wheel stuff, gets in the yellow cotton, and he'll fish coquette out there on the outside of Red Pass. But he very seldom, we've talked about several times about them trout. And as many trout that are in Yellow Cotton Bay, he very seldom catches a trout in his nets.
Yeah.
Now, he's in a wing boat, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, them fish got a better chance getting away than just a drag boat. So.
Yeah, we can't blame the shrimpers anymore up here because we don't have any. Got a handful left. I mean, it just, you know, with the price of shrimp, how it's been driven down to nothing with all this imported stuff. And,
yep.
And
I think that imports might be fixing to get the hurt put on them.
Well, they need to. You need to support wild-caught shrimp out of our waters,
exactly.
American shrimp.
Yeah. You know, it's like, a lot of people don't know, but a lot of people will know, Brookshire Brothers is an old chain of restaurants. I mean, grocery stores and East Texas, and they will not sell any imported shrimp. Everything they got is wild caught shrimp out of the Gulf. Yeah.
Now you gotta ask and look for it. You know, they had a lot of big controversies in this area here. A lot of restaurants serving imported shrimp instead of wild caught Gulf shrimp.
Yeah,
and you can tell the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a no brainer when you taste of them. Whether you're boiling them, frying them, grilling them, or whatever, there's definitely a difference.
Yep.
I ate shrimp at a friend's house a few years back, and they tasted like moss.
Yep.
They were imported. Grown in some pond full of hydrilla or something. Kind of like, you know, when you'd fish them small bass ponds when you were a kid, and you'd fry them bass up, and they had that mossy taste to them, you know?
Yep. Oh, it's definitely the shrimping industry is they took a hit.
Yeah,
I mean 10-12s at the dock in Venice this past year, $3.
Yeah,
a pound for 10-12s. You know, you'd see.
Add the price of diesel in on that, and upkeep of the boat, and license fees, and everything that goes with it. I mean, that's why they're not making any money. That's why there's not any more of them.
Right.
I could.
And two in Venice. Yeah. And two in Venice. Them boys have to do some traveling.
Yeah, they know, do. That's fuel, man.
That's fuel. And that river, you know, going down it, it ain't bad, but coming back, especially springtime, and that buddy up there running six knots, and boy, yeah. They burn
some
money.
Smoke's coming out of them exhaust pipes.
Yep. So, but, you know, there's not a day one goes by when that dock has shrimp. There's people backed up there, and the whole bed of their truck is nothing but ice boxes buying them shrimp.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, my customers, once that shrimp season starts, they'll call me ahead of time. Hey, they got shrimp down there? Yeah. Well, they'll show up. Better truck full of them. They'll go by there and make an order, and they'll come back and pick them up.
Sure.
Before they go home.
That's it. Head them, clean them up, put them up.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
So. All right, Mr. Jeffcoat. Well, it's always good talking to you. If somebody wants to call you about coming over to venison fishing this year, redfish capital of the world, how they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch it on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right,
and I just saw something pop up. The Astros opened up yesterday, and I didn't even realize that.
No, today. Today, 3 o'clock.
Only at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, we play the Mets. Opening day, baby.
Oh, cool.
I'm foaming at the bit. Can't wait.
Yeah. What
all
is
right,
up,
brother?
All right. We'll holler at you later, brother.
Go straight.
Take care.
See you, man.
All right.
Later. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now. Tiki Island, check in with James Plogg this morning. Morning, James. How you doing?
Yo, Mick. What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, brother. Not a lot.
I'm trying to put some hooks on a lure right here. Ain't doing too good job.
Oh, man. Must be a good tone bait for you to replace
it
the hooks
is,
on.
You know how we are. We get one, it works. You got to roll with it.
I don't know whether it's really the lure or it's just in our head because we caught so many fish on it, you know.
It don't matter, dude. If we think that that's it, that's confidence. That's everything.
It's like all those old mirror lures back in the day. Remember, we'd go to Sporting Goods Incorporated. That's where we'd buy them by the 12-packs. We'd buy those replacement kits. Remember the little plastic box they'd come in and, we could number. What is the mirror lure taking? Number 3 treble hook, I believe?
They were threes, man.
Yeah, threes.
I'm sitting here looking at one of them kits right here.
Yeah, and you've got the little screwdriver and the little screws and the little clips, the little stainless clips that fit underneath the underside. Yeah.
Yep. I got the whole little deal. But, on my 51 with Mickey, I started taking and putting, we all did it years ago, but started taking and putting fours on there, and they're a little bit smaller. It sinks a little bit slower, but I had one of my hot rods that I get them pretty good on. I was looking at it and I said, man, I don't know how I catch anything on this thing. I ain't enough points on them hooks to catch anything.
Well, I used to take the Corkies, the original Corkies back in the day, and remember we'd replace the hooks on them, and I'd always put a number 3 triple grip on the back, where that thing would sink butt down instead of head down. And
yes.
Got a little faster sink ratio with it. And everybody's going, man, why is that Corky killing them and nothing else will? I wouldn't say a word.
You can manipulate them lures with the hook sizes.
Man, we used to stick nails in them, little finishing nails, to add a little more weight so we'd get a faster sink rate with them.
Man, in Baffin, when I was working down there back in the day, we was catching them on 2000s.
Right.
Down there, water's so salty, they just like a top water.
So yeah, it's hard to get anything to sink down there, buddy.
Dude, we'd put twos on there, and they'd go down just enough to, make it right. Man,
grappling hooks. Number twos.
Number twos, baby. I'm fixing to get a little moist this morning, huh?
Yeah, we got a little. I don't think we're going to get the heavy stuff like they're going to get south of us and west of us, but we're going to get some.
Now, I threw some extra stuff in the truck, and we're going to be wet. It's dead slick right now. I don't know what's going to happen. The wind's down to nothing, and then for something happens at noon that it goes.
Yeah, they're calling for it to pick up 20 to 30.
Yes, I was looking at fish weather. Man, they got it like 18, 19, but it ain't maybe like 1 o'clock. It's later on. But right now, it's nothing. It's just raining a little
bit. You could tell when that low pressure yesterday started moving our way. I was out mowing the yard and doing yard work. And that wind it went east and northeast just out of nowhere. Just boom, just switched out of that direction.
Yeah, it's like there was like two low pressures, like one and then one like right behind it or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, you said it right. South Texas needed, but fish has been real good. Man, catching them a lot of places. Nice fish. Sunday was probably, Sunday was the best day. Nobody went fishing. I guess all that spring break stuff was over.
Everybody's wore out, man.
Everybody's
they were nursing
down,
their
buddy.
Nursing their hangovers and their wounds.
Yeah, but it was, and we caught it just right. We got the very end of the out going, and right when it swung around,
right.
And I had Kelly Rising and Jim and them boys could fish. You just turn them loose. We got out, and I think Kelly caught four. I think I caught four. Jim caught one and his cell. First fish he caught, he run a. We call them soft dying in his fingers, so they had to go through with that. And I told Jimmy, I said, "Yeah, watch, man, grabbing them hooks." So we leave there, bunch of bites on top waters. Everybody caught any kind of different lure, from jigs to top waters to whatever.
And, right.
No pattern. And I said, "Man, let me go check some over here." So get out of there. And I said, "I'm going to go out here deep. These fish out here ain't no good. Stay in there, kind of in there where that shell hits the mud, blah, 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 blah." And we're going down through there. I catch one. He's baby, like 14 inches. "See, don't come out here. These ain't no good." I said, "Good ones in there." And, buddy, they start getting them. Boom, nice trout. all of a sudden, I throw out there, I catch one like 18 inches. Man, look, where'd he come from? And, dude, it went off, and it didn't matter. I'm standing right there. They're standing in there. We caught him. I mean, all night. I don't know if we had a 21.
Catch them till the cows come home, baby.
We just quit. We caught 33, and I told Kelly, because last time he went, we had to fish till like 4 o'clock. I said, y'all are lucky. He said, why? Because we get to go in. He said, good. We went in at 12 o'clock. But you can watch them bite. They fed really hard, and as soon as that tide started rushing, then you had to work at it. We just stayed there just talking, and every now and then, boom, you catch one, get a bunch of low bites. But when it switched, they bit, and it's the same way. But now, see, I'm not catching that. Now, Monday was tough. We caught a Monday, but it was hard. After that front or whatever that was, tide got super low.
Man, there was a wall of wind came in during the night.
I mean, dude, that storm.
I heard thunder, but, man, I had limbs all over the place I had to pick up. It was nasty. I said, man, that was some wind.
It got wicked, dude. The water stayed good. We just had a tough time. Jay come by himself. I think it ain't like we crushed them. We caught 12.
Stucky?
He's still going.
When you say Jay, he's still fishing with you, man. He's still been going around a long time.
Hey, man, we finally leave. He said, man, can we go home? I said, man, let me check one other thing real quick. Nice done got dead calm. I got too many clothes on. It's hot. Like, man, this is terrible. We were going out through there. Well, Jay catches a couple, and then I caught a pretty nice one. I said, how'd you catch that fish? He said, man, I done gave up with reeling in. It was a straight retrieve, so I put a hot rod pumped out there.
Don't tell James that.
Boom. I got one first cast. Hey, man, we're fit to catch him. Well, I think he caught one more. I caught one more. And I seen him down here catch a fish, pretty good fish. And then I seen him fooling around, and then here he comes. I said, man, something had. He got a hook, or he just wants me to take him home. Well, he done caught a giant gaff top, first one of the year.
Oh, boy.
First one we've caught. And, then he got an old backlash. He said, man, let's go. But Kenny fished a lot of different stuff that we ain't been fit. Well, one spot we have been, we just checked on it, and there was quite a few fish there, and we never went back. And he fished somewhere totally different both days. They laced him out. So it's
saw his photo on Dead Book, his 9 fish laying there. I seen that.
But for March, man, I'd say it's pretty good. I mean, but it's timing, Mickey. It's the same deal we fought. People say, well, man, we don't like my neighbor. He says, man, you catch fish today? I said, yeah, Bob, I caught them. Huh. We didn't catch nothing. I said, what time did you go, Bob? Well, we early. I said, well, what time's early? Well, we left at 7. I said, Bob, I've been fishing for like 30 minutes at 7 o'clock. And there's a reason the boat's on the trailer, and there's a reason why I leave here every day. If I could just let my boat down from my sling and go get them, I would be, and I'd go at 7 o'clock, but it don't work like that, man. It's hard.
I can relate to old Bob. Just go when you got time and make the most of it and just
But then don't.
I mean, you got all these little bite windows all day long. You just got to be there when they go off, you know?
Yeah, but it was just kind of like donkey because they didn't catch nothing. I mean, hey, man, you get out of what you put into it. So enjoy the day, but don't donkey up because you didn't catch nothing. Fishing in March and April, me and you talked about it. It's the hardest 2 months of the year you'll fish.
April is, for sure. March, I like March, but I hate April.
April's kind of
unless we have a good one, you know, and every once in a while we'll get a good April where the fish just bite all spring long.
Yeah, but, and you're going to have your day, too, when you roll in there, and they're all going to snap, you know. But them little baby shads, Mickey, your little minnows, is Hillman sent me a picture or something. Did he send you that picture of that little fried-looking thing?
No.
And he said, what is it? And I said, man, I don't know what it is. I ain't no biologist. So I'm blowing my boat the other day, and I see a finger mullet. And then I guess I see baby little finger mullets behind him. And they're babies, man. They're like a half inch long. And they got to be a finger mullet because they're with a finger mullet.
Yeah.
And it looks just like them things Hillman sent me. They're not shad. They ain't glass minnows. But I'm telling you, they was finger mullets. I seen them. They're little.
When everything's fry size like that, it's hard to determine what it is. It's like you know, a little bitty tiny baby trout like that in the fry, it don't even have a spot on it. And all the little tiny redfish like that are loaded with spots. And as they mature, they lose them. And as a trout mature, they gain them. So,
they gain them, yeah. And like, look, I'm no biologist. I just happened to see that. I said, that looks just like them things. But, oh, Bob, and I like Bob. He's a good dude. My neighbor, he put some green lights out, some new ones. And, dude, there's so many shad in this canal. And this is just one spot under them lights. They're everywhere like that, billions of them. And it don't take no fish no time to eat. And this size fish we're catching, they ain't in there eating them mullet. They're eating all them little shads, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always been the case. Even when we had a bunch of big fish, they like that easy pickings, man. Big old clouds of shad.
That's the first time I cleaned fish, and I couldn't tell you when, whatever day it was, maybe Tuesday or Monday. I don't know, whatever day. They kept some fish. And I ain't even took that stringer off my leaning post in a month. And I cleaned some fish, and I showed them. I said, see all this green stuff, all this gray stuff? You can almost see their little eyeballs. They're all full of this stuff. That's why they don't want to bite. You got to get a reaction bite. We can't throw nothing that small, Mickey. I can't throw nothing that small. Match the hatch, all that garbage.
No, unless you got a fly rod. That's it.
Yeah. But I'm like you. I'd throw something else in the middle of it. At least try to get a reaction bite.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to throw nothing like what they're eating.
Yeah, you've heard all your life, match the hatch and all that stuff, and downsize, upsize. It just, hey, when those fish want it, if you're throwing it, they're going to eat it.
Yeah,
I like doing something a little different. I remember when those, back when we threw shrimp tails, you know, throwing Kelly Wigglers and Hoagies all those years, hey, we'd get them big balls of shad and throw a shrimp tail in there and just nuke them. I mean, we didn't have to
they would bite
and if, type bait, you know?
Yeah, and if you threw a spoon or, remember that one year we went and bought all them rattle traps when them fish would get in training underneath them black balls of shad? I went and got a bunch of rattle traps. Y'all watch this. Hell, I didn't get nothing on a rattle trap. I hate rattle traps. They were terrible. Did you ever catch anything on them? I didn't.
No, not really. Not like I would have wanted to. I can catch more fish on a spinner bait than I can a rattle trap.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, man, I bought all sizes. I bought the little ones, big ones. I'm Mr. Rattle Trap. And I'm like, man, this is terrible. I ain't caught nothing on this thing.
I tell you where they work. They work good upstream. You know, all those back bays up there in the late winter, early spring, they work pretty good up there.
What size were you throwing?
Half ounce. Yeah. And they work pretty good, but I'm not your rattle trap guy.
I'm not a rattle trap guy. Hey, much as I like the real
stuff. How many lures do we have to throw? I mean, there's so many millions of different lures. The day's only so long, you know?
Yeah, and people got so many things. I got one box up here, Mickey, and I tell my guy, if I can't catch them out of that, I have different types of lures.
Yeah.
But they're what we throw is what we got confidence in. What color top water? Man, it don't matter. Put on what you like.
No, if he's interested enough and you got a top water on, he's silhouetting that thing and it's making noise and he gets aggravated with it, he's going to smoke it or she's going to smoke it.
Well, it's either dark or light. They're eating either light baits or dark baits or eating a twitch bait. Or hot rod, or 51. I mean, there's only so many things, those types, and throw what you like. You got to get, like the other day where I messed up in the morning time, we were in a bunch of fish. And I went through grandpa jig fishing, and I threw a hot rod. I threw some straight retrieve baits, and I messed up. But those fish, you had to make them bite. And we walked all through there, grandpa, and around. We caught 13, but I think we'd have done it right. We'd have caught 40. I just didn't fish right. So you never know. You live and learn.
I've always been kind of the opposite of everybody else. When they're grandpawing and trying to make something bite their lure, that's when I speed my stuff up. I start jigging and ripping and, just off the wall, banging around, and I draw a lot more strikes that way. Just make them mad, make them come get it. You know, if they're going to put out the effort to come get it, when they catch up with it, they're going to eat it, man.
They're going to eat it. I learned that fishing with you all our years back in the day, man. We figured, you know, you got to make them bite sometimes. That
you
grandpa,
do.
Oh, slow it down so they'll get it. They don't want nothing slow.
No, they're used to chasing fish that move twice that fast to eat them, so. I mean,
exactly.
Nobody can work a lure as fast as a mullet can swim or a shad can jig and jag and get out of the way and shrimp hopping. I mean, hey, they're used to going after stuff to feed on it. I excite them.
100%. That's what I tell
speaking my guys exciting, I got to run. I got an exciting commercial break coming up.
Oh,
so,
go get excited, bud.
Hey, somebody wants to call you, James, make a wade, cut adrift, just show up. Get in the boat.
All right, brother. All right, man. 409-771-7306. I'll let you this weekend. I'm going to the golf tournament Sunday.
Are you? You going to go out there?
Yeah, cool. I'm going to go Sunday. All right, dude. I'll let you in a little while.
All right, later, man. All right, that's Captain James Flogg in G-Town. Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April the 25th, right in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Their captain's meeting in Calcutta and dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks. Get in on the action way before the lines hit the water. And then it's game on. Safe light launch Friday morning and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the harbor in Matagorda and bring your A game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 a team, and they have all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. And the proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam them. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:42 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now and check in with our good friend, Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky around here. He'll answer to anything pretty much. Sharky, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Call me anything, but just call me.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. Yeah, you're right about that, brother.
I forgot the other day. I don't remember whether I asked you or not. What about that big old nasty sheephead you caught? Was it around 12 pounds or something? I saw that picture
of. Yeah, 12 pounds.
What that a dinner platter, man. What a toad.
You know, it was, did I tell you it was Fernando's wife who caught that fish?
That's right. I remember it now. Yeah. I was thinking about it, you know, when I was. Before we came on, I go, I don't know whether I remember to ask him about that sheephead or not.
Yeah, man.
That's a big one.
That thing was big. And then, the other day, so they ended up coming out, I guess, two Mondays in a row, his family. And man, we went, I had his boy, his oldest boy, boat up. We were just absolutely crushed fish. The box was full of sheephead and pup drum, and we caught a couple redfish. And anyway, we were just fixing to wrap everything up and fishing on the outside of the south jetty, and his boy hooks his fish, which we didn't know what it was, but we had a couple ideas. And anyway, an hour later, we went, you know, live on Facebook and for an hour, and this fish pulled us from the outside of the tip of the south jetty. We had to chase it because, you know, we were light tackle fishing only.
Right.
So, man, it pulled us out. We were I don't know, probably a good quarter mile, you know, several football fields away from where we initially hooked it. And then, you know, that was after about 20 minutes. And then next thing you know, I'm having to drive and steer us to keep us. Now we're back over, you know, towards the tip of the jetties. And I'm having to try to drive and steer us away from the, you know, the jetty marker pole. And then next thing you know, we're halfway in the middle of the channel. And these, you know, the cruise ships are going out and the pilot boats are coming in. And golly, it ended up, you know, and I'm just nuts. Anyway, ended up being like a 50-pound Jack Crevel, you know, just a giant Jack. And super fun. That young boy's arms were about to fall clean off.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was hilarious. It was great. Man, they had a good time. That was our finale fish that we ended on. Everybody was tickled when that big old thing came up out the water. So, anyway, it was fun, man. Good times.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, you know, heck yeah.
So Fernando's wife caught that big sheep.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it was we were fishing real tight to the rocks. I mean, real tight. And you know, everybody had a rod, and I ended up hooking it.
Knocker rig, cork, or what?
Yeah, just a real light knocker rig, like a 1/8 ounce or a 1/4 ounce knocker rig. And, man, I hooked it, and I said, man, it felt like a black drum. It was it didn't have those crazy head shakes and all that, like, you know, your smaller sheep's head. It felt like a drum. I mean, I hooked it. It felt like kind of some dead weight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed it to her. I said, start reeling. And that thing just, like, I mean, it just, like, plopped up, really. It came right up and didn't cause too much of a fight, man. That big mama was just, yeah. That was big. That was a big fish. She just floated on right back up, you know.
I bet that thing had a grill on it like a 56 Buick.
Hey, buddy, it did.
That's some teeth right there, man.
It did. That was a crazy looking fish, man. That was crazy. But man, that we fished. We've been fishing every day, man. We fished yesterday too, and yesterday was good. We shot out into finally started to see some trout and some redfish in the lights. You know, there's some lights around that bay system, and man, we rolled over to a couple close ones there to our dock, and there was some really nice trout and redfish in those lights.
Cool.
And that was good to see. And ended up catching a couple trout and going out to the jetties and doing our sheephead thing. And then
still,
man,
getting a trickle of sharks coming in. I know they're running the beachfront now. I saw where one of the piers down there were starting to catch a lot of sharks. And
oh, were they? Are they? That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I've been seeing a few of them shrimp boats running the beach lines, and I've been thinking about going and messing around with one. But you know, I just got to have the right crew for it. You know, and
right,
somebody that wants to go and do that. But man, yeah, the last couple times we've tried, we've got them, you know, which is great. They're out there, you know, doing their thing. But I haven't seen, you know, we've been catching a lot of those. It's weird, man. I ain't never seen any of them, and this season I got two of them, and then I think JJ or Shane or some, one of the guys caught those smooth dogfish or whatever.
Yeah, smooth tooth dogfish.
Yeah, and I ain't ever caught one of those things. And this, amazing. You know, well, now we're catching a whole bunch of those things. It's weird. Whoa.
And you know anybody that's been able to get out and when it's been a little bit calmer, whenever that is, which is very seldom this time of year, but any state water snapper to speak of?
You know, Mickey, I don't know of any state water snapper, but we were coming back in from – it was the day I talked to you, so it had to be last Saturday
Right.
I think it was last Saturday when I was like, yeah, I'm going offshore. And you're like, the heck you are. It's windy, you know. And it was windy and it was big. But we went offshore. God, did I tell you that we hooked a sailfish out there?
No, you didn't.
Well, son of a gun.
How about that?
Well, anyway, we're drifting. We're drifting across. We go to the first spot. First spot was a ton of little snapper. It was 50 miles offshore. It took us like 3 hours to get out there because it was super rough. And, you know, it was rough. And then I was like, well, daggum. I mean, I guess we got to go another 20 miles to really make this, you know, make a day because all the seasons are closed for everything. So if you're going to bottom fish, you know, you got to be way the heck out there to start catching some, you know, vermilions and mangroves and all that. So we powered through it, man. We went another 20-something, 25 miles, and we're bottom fishing. We start smacking vermilions and lane snapper and all kinds of cool stuff on the bottom. And one of my guys reels in a blue runner and a vermilion snapper. And that blue runner was perfect bait size. I mean, perfect.
Yeah.
It's about the size of your hand, you know, a little bit bigger. And so we go and we reset adrift over the – we were at Stetson Bank, which is just, you know, like a giant, you know, giant reef system out there. And we go and we reset adrift, and I put that sucker out on a – I said, let me see that blue runner. And I casted him out on a float line. Stuck it in the gunnel, and man, that thing, you know, it got whacked. I mean, that rod, and it was an interesting whack. It looked like whatever fish was hitting it was trying to kill the bait.
Right.
You know, you could see it just pop, pop. I said, man, it kind of looks like a, I don't know. So I run over there while he's whacking it, and I just free spool it to him. And just let him eat, because I was talking to Naylor, and anyway, they went bill fishing, and he was telling me how they were bill fishing out there, and you know, with live bait, and you just let them eat that sucker, because they'll run with it, and they'll kill it. So, man, I just free-spooled it, and that thing is ripping, Mickey. It's like 10 seconds, that thing is just ripping out of that 6,500 spinning reel, and, you know, 65-pound braid. Boy, I laid that bell over, and that thing comes out the water and starts doing barrel rolls and backflips, and about six and a half foot sailfish, just going nuts, man. And I do a couple cranks on it, and then I pass it to, you know, one of the kids on the boat, and I'm like, reel, and you know, of course, he jumped like 2-3 times, and we couldn't keep the slack out of it. And there he went. But it was awesome.
Well, that's cool,
man.
To hear. That's
it was cool.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, to make a long story short, we're coming back in. They wanted to catch a big shark, so we stop at one of the close rigs. We were trying to get back in before it got too nasty because it started getting real big, and I said, we got to go, guys. So we're at a close rig, 10 miles, and we caught a 20-pound snapper on that close rig when we were shark fishing. While we were shark fishing with a free line, you know, just a free line and a big chunk of bait.
Right.
Just a giant snapper. And that was right there, you know, right over 10
miles. Well, I got a roll. I'm already out of time. Right, boy, that went fast. Hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to get with you, Sharky.
All right, brother. Hop on the website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. We could take you fishing, come in, lodge with us, bring the family. Let's go make some memories. And we look forward to having you guys. God bless.
Right,
we'll see you. We'll talk to you on Saturday, buddy.
Thanks, Sharky. See you, man.
Later, brother.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.